several years ago, we worked on legislation, and I introduced a bill called the West Virginia Water Resource Protection and Management Act that did three things at that time. One is to claim the water as the property of the people of West Virginia. The second is we had an inventory, so we know what resources we have. And the third thing it's we've done is create a management plan in order to better manage that resource to ensure availability to anyone, any resident or business or a farmer in West Virginia. So what this will do is this will add the protection component to it that has been demonstrated with this situation that we've learned from, and we're going to put provisions in place so that we can better protect and manage that resource so people have confidence in their drinking water. Below ground tanks are permitted and inspected, and even the tankers that travel our roadways, particularly our interstate highways, they're also registered and inspected. But for some reason, and I didn't realize this until this situation, our above ground holding facilities, liquid holding facilities, are not inspected. Petroleum tanks may have limited inspection, but other types of chemicals or other types of liquids are not. And so what this legislation would do is actually require that these facilities be registered and regularly inspected by the Department of Environmental Protection. Also, it could be looked at siting of these facilities. So chemicals such as what we have here that came into the Elk River that created this crisis, you know, something like that may not be permitted to locate so close to a waterway that maybe it's further inland, so that if there is an incident, it could be quickly mitigated before it ever got into a water stream of some sort that would affect anybody. And so these are the types of things that we need to have information on so we can have these discussions with the corporations. In no way do we want to inhibit what processes are going on and the economic development that's happening with that industry. What we're asking is that they register and allow for inspections on a regular basis to ensure that the standards are there and that this type of incident won't happen again. And I think that's a small thing to ask of these corporations that are here in order to ensure the safety of the residents in the surrounding area and even further down, as we are learning that this chemical is flowing down to Huntington that affects other communities. And so I just think this is something that we can do and we can do quickly. I've asked that General Hoyer look at doing risk assessments now as we're trying to get this legislation through and putting it in place to look at what's out there, the map, what type of facilities are there, and to come up with some idea of what we're talking about in regards to the types of chemicals that are up and down this valley and throughout the state, in order to at least have that information. And then once the legislation's passed, then we will have a process in which these corporations, these companies, can register their facilities and what type of liquid that they're holding in those holding facilities above ground.
And would it also make them have meet certain standards in order to have the facility? Like, for instance, if you have a landfill, it has to be lined. I mean, will there be standards?
Sure. Yeah, there are standards in which depending on the liquid or the chemical, there are certain standards that are in place already out there, but it's just not being enforced in the sense there's no mechanism of enforcement because there's no mechanism of inspection. And so, yes, we would hold these companies or individuals that have these holding facilities to meet the standards that are required in order to properly hold the liquid that they're using.
So the law would also tell them they not only have to register, but they have to meet certain standards.
Sure. I mean, there's no sense in having a deficient holding facility and you're putting a certain chemical in there. In no way would it pass inspection without meeting its standards. And so definitely the standards of these facilities are going to be there. I would say the vast majority of the companies with these types of holding facilities are meeting these standards. What I've heard with the Freedom Industries is that they were blaming it on the Arctic weather, that this particular compound freezes at a certain level and it dropped and it created a crack and so forth. Well, if that had been registered and we knew the chemical and we knew that, you know, provisions could have been taken or put in place in order to prevent it from cracking or spilling. And particularly on regular inspections, looking at that facility, this could have been caught prior to something like that happening. Now, what I'm fearful of is if that's the case for that particular facility and we had that spill, the question is how many other facilities that are even further upriver from Charleston or even throughout West Virginia near other communities that also experience this cold weather and the type of weather that's on the verge of also being defective and actually causing a spill. And those are questions that can't be answered right now. And that's what the urgency of putting this piece of legislation through, so that we have the capacity and the information and we can act immediately to try to address this issue in such a way that prevents anything like this happening anywhere in West Virginia. And so the urgency of getting this through immediately so we can have the statutory authority to go in and make that happen is a necessity right now.
Well, John, thanks for talking with us.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity.